good afternoon.
See the West Link.
That is the horniest what? Thing I've ever heard.
Aw, Marvin,
bring daddy some of those chicken waffles.
Mr. Potter.
I feel gushy.
This is unbelievable.
This is absolute chaos.
Sippers, welcome to this episode of the Tea With Me podcast with me, Shane Todd. Before we get into this episode, let me tell you about Patreon. The Patreon is blowing up. We recently did an episode with Rory McSorley, aka Frostbit Boy, aka potentially the next King of Ireland. I'll be honest, before he came on this podcast, if he had a chance, at the end of the podcast, I think he has less of a chance. Anyway, that episode's on there. We do a bonus episode on a Monday, live stream on a Friday. There's a million and one specials on there. There's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire that we did with local comedians. There's a live podcast from The Lyric that is going out.
It's going out this week.
It's going out this week. Also, The Return of Mysteries, the number one comedy history podcast made in Northern Ireland, I think, with myself and Kieran Bartlett. We'll be putting early access episodes on Tea With Me Patreon, as well as the No Blush Patreon, but on the Tea With Me Patreon. Check that out. The episodes that we've done that'll be coming out are JFK, Napoleon, St. Patrick. What was the other one?
Cleopatra.
And can I just say, if you enjoyed the last season of Mysteries, we're really finding our feet with season two. So that's patreon.com/TeaWithMePodcast. Also, I will be in Australia doing shows. By the way, it'd be weird if I was just making an announcement that I was going to be in Australia. Go to ShaneTalkComedy.com. I'm doing, I think, Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, and then Auckland in New Zealand. So come to those shows. Tell your mates that live out there. We slice a home. Dan, anything else I need to plug?
No, links in the description.
The what?
Easy for me to say. Links are in the description.
The links are in the description. Foster, you're right, no one will have picked up how mental it was that Dan tried to say that and it didn't sound anything like what he said. Also, we are sponsored by Manscaped. What are you two doing? Why did you need to hand him it?
Because he can't reach past his microphone.
Oh, yeah. We are sponsored by none other than Manscaped, the number one in men's below the belt grooming. Go into 2024, for God's sake, with smooth balls. Yeah. Stop these old school traditional methods of getting rid of your pubic hair, you know, getting your dad to tie the ends of it, do a bit of string and then the other end is exhaust and then driving down the road. Stop doing that. Shut up. You look like a wee guy who would bite out pubes. But Manscaped, they've got everything. They've got the Lawnmower 5.0. And who knows what's coming next from Manscaped? They've had the 1.0, the 2.0, the 3.0, the 4.0. We've got the 5.0. I don't know what they're working on. Or do I? I don't. Anyway, they've got everything. They've got, look, that's a brusher. Anyway, go to manscaped.com. Use the code TWITHME for 20% off and free shipping. We appreciate Manscaped in 2023 and hopefully we're riding in 2024 with them and our smooth genitals. My guests this week, this is a special episode. This is the episode I and a hell of a lot of sippers really look forward to every year. It's the BGE. What do I mean by that?
Board game episode.
Correct, Kieran.
I'm ready. I'm on.
Can I say this before we start?
If it's about the way I look today, please don't. I'm very tired.
Why are you tired? What were you doing last night? Breakdance?
I had rugby and then taekwondo. No, I was working soon. I was working late.
Doing what? Just at your laptop?
At the desktop, yes.
Oh man, you have it tough, don't you?
It was tough. Do you know what? I did what most people would take about a week to do last night.
Yeah?
I'm a hard worker.
What time are you up to?
About 2:30. Up again this morning at 7.
Back on the keys?
Right, back on the keys. Getting stuff done pre-Christmas.
Now here's what's annoying me. It's not about the way you look today. It's about the way the man to the left of you looks today.
I thought I looked well.
The sleeve on that shirt.
Which one?
Pisses me off. The one that's a different colour to the rest of the shirt.
Mate, these are all the same colour. Your eyes are going, mate.
That annoys me so much.
It's very young blood. There's me saying something that was relevant 2 years ago, but thinking it still is now.
Oh, I thought you meant you were speaking like an old man in the ghetto.
Yeah. All
right. You're like, very young blood.
No.
Let me tell you something, young blood.
Okay, young blood.
What's up, young blood?
Put those guns down, young blood. Get yourself to school.
I do my killing after breakfast.
You wear your sleeves whatever way you want, young blood.
You're foghorn.
Eyes what?
In the ghetto.
Well, he's what?
I was trying to say foghorn Leghorn. I can't say it. Foghorn.
I used to hate bits in foghorn Leghorn when he would do that. I hate when people do that in cartoons, to the side of the camera.
Was he a big chicken?
Yeah. Big cock.
Isolate that.
No.
You said big cock. Your eyes got small, and you kind of gripped the end of the couch, which was weird.
Youngblood.
Youngblood.
He's like he was relevant, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Is he anymore?
Yeah,
kinda.
But
is he?
Kinda.
The young one's known.
Youngblood's
known.
I heard he's one of those manufactured pop stars.
Oh, definitely.
You know.
I don't know that much about him, but he screams to me of that kind of guy who like. Runs about talking in like a Cockney accent, but if you were to catch him off screen, he'd be like, "Oh, very good."
Yeah,
like he's on stage, he'd be like, "Yeah, fuck the system in the establishment," and then off he'd be like, "Oh, very good show."
His look is curated.
Yes, and I think you know it's like my thing with goths as well. The only time you know they're like, "This is always my style." See, when you're in the bath, there's no way that's your style. The bath bath neutralizes everyone.
I can't do it anymore, but. You can spike your hair good in the bath.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I can't do it now.
No.
I do it with my pubes.
You must annoy people who are bald because you choose to be like right down to the scalp a lot of time. Kieran Bartlett has a phenomenal head of hair.
Look at that hairline.
It's phenomenal.
No, yeah. You like your hairline's better than mine.
Yeah.
It's a great
You have
hairline.
Like a black guy's hairline.
Is the hairline, right? Because here's my theory on this, right? Because our Declan and our Aiden, my two older brothers, are sort of balding.
Right.
Kev's has moved back a wee bit, right?
Yeah, it means he's bald.
My dad, no, but only a wee bit. But, my other two brothers are like pretty much bald. And my dad, his was going back a good bit, like when he would have been my age, right?
Yeah. Now,
my theory on this is because I used to gel my hair a lot.
Yeah.
I used to wash my hair like religiously, like probably twice a day, right? And I wonder, like when I was a teenager and when I was using a lot of product, and I wonder if that has... stood me in good stead.
People would probably say the opposite, would they?
Yeah.
Hair product and a lot of shampoo and would...
It's
would,
bad for your hair. You're not meant to wash your hair. What?
What explains this then?
Can I tell you something about that whole thing?
What?
My Uncle Mickey, you know the way there's old urban myths, people go, and he always said this, see if you don't wash your hair for 5 weeks, it starts washing itself.
I heard that. It self-washes. Yeah,
he said that and then he always just like had dandruff.
Yeah, I like when people say, oh, it self-washes, and you go, but it smells like KFC when it's done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's self-washing, but it takes 5 weeks, and you're fucking
Have you ever seen a thing called Scurf?
No. Sounds like a band you would have been in school.
Scurf is... Scurf is a thing that you get... You can get it while washing your hair anyway, but if you're not really washing your scalp properly...
Oh, yeah.
So I went through...
I might be guilty of that.
I went through a wee phase whenever I was about... 8, right?
Where's this going?
Where I wasn't washing, 8 or 9, where I wasn't washing my scalp properly.
Right.
I was washing my hair.
That's all right. Hey, you're not in the bath or whatever.
So why is that a phase you went through?
No, I mean...
I went through a phase of like heavy cocaine use and then go through a phase of just barely washing my scalp.
Mom and Dad, you don't understand me.
Yeah. I'm not even going to rinse my crown. Fucking loser.
So, but our Declan was a barber, right?
Right.
Like he trained as a barber, and then he would have cut our hair,
right?
And one day he was cutting my hair, and he went, "What the fuck is going on in your scalp? You look like one of the Simpsons, right?" And apparently there was like this. I had like a dodgy scalp, right? Mate, him and our Kevin slagged the cunt off me for the Kev saying, "Scurfs up, big Kahuna." Scurfs up, big Kahuna. That's what they were saying.
That's fucking phenomenal. Yeah,
and I was like, I couldn't have been older than primary four.
I mean, it's great content. I wash my hair maybe once every 3 days.
Right.
I'd be once a day, which I think is too much, but I would do.
Your hair's very coiffed.
So.
What does coiffed mean?
Like it's like moose or something, your hair?
It's naturally just how my hair is.
No, but yeah, but it's a... Yeah, do you know what I'm trying to say? It's not...
Mint harrow.
You look like a... like your hair looks like someone has done a Madame Tussauds of you.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
People have touched
it doesn't look like real hair, but it's close to it. It's as close to it as I
the
can...
The more things you say, the less I understand you.
It just looks like... They've AI'd your hair.
Like today or always?
Always looks like it.
My hair doesn't look
it definitely
real.
It looks computer graphics today.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like 480p.
What the fuck is being
said? Oh, here, sorry. See, yesterday I was doing a... I'm not getting into this whole thing. I just want to tell you as a joke I heard yesterday. I was doing a reading at a school, right?
Wait, hey, we're getting into it.
No. It was great.
I'm Kieran Bartlett. I've moved into the area. I have to notify you.
You're a fucking numb. I was doing this thing anyway. And
hey, what was the thing?
I was reading part of one of my upcoming children's books to a load of kids to see which one they like.
Right.
Like I read that.
So you were going
up here,
you went into your school and you were getting a load of kids and going, do you like what do you like it?
Fuck up, right? one of these kids, mate, comes over because they said a couple of them said to me, can I tell you a joke, right?
Yeah.
One of them goes to tell a joke in the middle of a oh why? Did you just spill it?
No, I swallowed all the tea bag.
What are what age were these kids like what are you
P4 to P7, right?
Right.
A P4 comes over to me after the event and goes, can I tell you a joke? And I goes, yeah, go on then. This is an 8-year-old, by the way, right? This is absolutely savage, right? He goes, what's the difference between an orphan and an apple?
I don't want to answer.
An apple got picked, right? And I literally went, like, I'm like, that is fucking savage from an 8-year-old. I'm booking him. He's doing support in the opera house.
I have a wee 13-year-old cousin told
me. She's not think that's funny.
I do think it's funny, but I'm an orphan, so. But I... so, yeah. Thanks.
It's not funny from an 8-year-old.
Yeah, but it's giving PTSD.
I have my
Will he still waiting to be adopted? Man's in his late 20s.
I thought we adopted him last year.
Do the right thing. Adopt Willie.
Can I legally do it?
Yeah.
I think you could, yeah.
You can.
Do you not have to be under 18?
Kieran, can I be honest? Let me ask you right now. If we can do... Right.
It's like the end of Matilda.
If we can do this,
he has to call me Miss Honey for the rest of my life.
No, but I'm dancing it up right now. Would you adopt William? Because let me tell you, 10 out of 10, this guy would let you adopt him for banter.
It's bound to be a tax thing as well.
Kieran!
I love how you're getting coin off him.
He would just be doing a nice thing for
he's
a friend.
He's wee dependent.
You know? A wee snow leopard, do you?
Oh, man.
Adopt a Willy.
Yeah, I could do
that. Dan, what are we saying here?
Does he have to be under 18? Sure. I think once you're over 18, you can't do it.
Because
you're your own legal entity, then.
Right.
As far as I know.
But we'll have a look at it because that'd be great. Sippers, we'll get right back to this episode in a second, but I'm here to tell you that we are sponsored, as always, by Manscaped. Big news. The big news of 2023 is Manscaped has come to Tesco's. All right? Tesco stores are stocking Manscaped. I'm not saying we're directly responsible for this, but we kind of are. Manscaped. So you could go into let me get this straight, Dan. You go into Tesco's. You could buy a rotisserie chicken, a can of Lynx, or any deodorant. You could buy some bleach, and you could transform your pubes at the same time. Not with the bleach, with Manscaped products.
Absolutely.
This is great. What a moment this is. We're delighted for Manscaped. They're just getting bigger and bigger. Right, which is the opposite of what your pubes will do. Manscaped, as you know, have the best men's below the belt grooming products. What am I looking at? Right, this is sort of stuff you could send your mum to buy you this in Tesco. Do you need anything from the shop? Yeah, mum, what about some ball deodorant, some beard oil, some hydrating body spray, some clear grind shaving gel, some ball toner, the lawnmower 5.0? Oh, I can't be buying you a lawnmower. I don't have room in my boot. It's for my pubes. Conditioner. Scissors. What's this little thing here? Lip balm. Yeah?
The hedger.
They've got it all. The hedger. All right, what's that for your head?
Your face. Beard.
It's for your beard.
Weed whacker.
The weed whacker, Kieran. Correct. Company man, right there. Manscaped is a perfect gift for the holidays and is now available in Tesco stores. Let's get back to this episode.
I had too many grapes yesterday.
What?
How many?
We're now out of shit to talk about officially.
You were talking about a coke addiction. Me and I overdid it in the Seedless.
Yeah. Are you still going to adopt me, Mr. Bartlett? I can't wait. I'm full of grapes.
By the way, I could definitely see Chloe feeding you grapes. Kieran?
No, we didn't. We did share them, though. We shared them.
Do you wrap yourself in a wee bed sheet, like lie down?
Yeah. Lying down like High Caesar on the...
Yeah, you have to be under 18 to be adopted.
That's stupid, damn. That long.
Yeah. Right, here's what I think we should, before we... Because
your
it's a board
your
game.
Hair still under 18, isn't it? Sorry, go ahead. That doesn't even make sense.
hair?
No, I'm not.
Right, speaking of what's wrong, people, we were talking about 300 before we started recording this podcast.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Kieran being like an oracle from 300, the movie 300. And then I thought you'd seen 300, yeah. And you said, just before he kicks me down the well. And I thought you were comparing yourself to a different character for 300, uh-huh. And I joined in that banter.
Yeah.
Now, what's terrible is you then admitted that you hadn't seen 300.
Never seen it.
Unfortunately, this is the character I thought we were engaging in banter in you being. I thought you were comparing yourself to Eti Eltes.
I've seen Meet the Spartans, haven't seen 300.
I thought you were... So that's obviously Jared Butler.
Oh, so hard. He's sharp and take a breath from Willie there.
I thought we were...
hurt some shit.
I thought we were
talking hurt some. You being this. Peter Beardsley, there he is.
Do you remember we went to Lisbon and I got sunburned? That's pretty much me in the airport home.
This cunt looks like he's about to round the defence and square at the Andy Cole.
This looks like he's trying to give me a rose outside Thompson's.
Set, Willie. Three words. You'll buy the rose.
Okay, yeah, sorry, Willie.
Three words, I was going to go right, off home.
So this is the... Pardon?
I said something really bad, that matter.
No, it's okay, we weren't recording or anything.
Before we get into the board game, that's why we're here, that's what people love. I think we should do a little gift exchange. We have a gift for Willie?
Yeah, in the
bag. You say exchange.
We've already done gift exchange.
I felt like I did gifts.
I'm bringing mine tomorrow because I thought that would be the last time I see everyone. Not ever.
William, happy Christmas.
Thank you very much, mate.
Thank you, my friend.
Can I just say, they're lovely bags.
They are nice gift bags.
They're really nice.
Kieran?
Thank you.
Happy Christmas. Yes. These are good gift bags.
Yeah, really, really. Dan, did you buy those?
Wow. Yeah.
Touch of class, friend. So,
this
lads.
Is very nice. Thank you, sir.
Amazing.
So, Willie, do you want to describe what that is for the audio listeners?
That is me at the live podcast, I believe.
Yep.
As Maniac 2000 is going on.
Yep.
It absolutely does look like I died shortly after this was taken.
Yep.
But yeah, that's what that is. And it says,
is it Joe that should say, if you died, it would Joe would say, he's raving up in heaven.
Gone too soon, bro.
God rave the
queen. So what does it say?
To Willie T, Big Dick from the Branuel, a name I hate, thank you. Appreciate all the 10 in 2023, Shane, Dan and Fosley.
All the 10? All the tea?
Oh, all the tea? I didn't know what it meant, did I? Oh, appreciate all the tea. Okay, thank you very much.
Mine is... to the King of the Goblins, thank you for being part of this wild journey and braving the West Link with grace and skill. Thank you. Shane Fosley and Dan, and that's me coming out at the live. Well, not coming out, that's me making my entrance at the live podcast.
Side of the stage.
I know, got it. I just come out and
it's
go, that's me.
You put a Schofield?
I'm out now. Look at this t-shirt. Sweet.
Kieran, will you put that thank up in your new house?
I will. I have a couple of nice photos in my new office.
Oh, you're looking for things to put up.
I will. I'll get just, you know, I'll put it up and I'll send you a wee photo of where it goes.
Excellent. Do you have a wall for art?
I have a wall. I have an art wall behind my monitor.
Okay.
Up above it.
Right. And what else? Did you get anything else in
there? Oh, yes. I got something else.
Well, this is exciting. I like having things to unwrap.
You're going to love me, yeah?
Is anybody else fucking starving, or is it just
I'm so hungry, mate. And you said that just as my stomach rumbled.
What did you get there, boy?
What is this? Is this a wee Brazilian dip?
Oh, shit.
Oh,
Oh, shit.
And I got something, too.
Oh,
so, lads, what did we get here?
I got a Real Madrid shirt. This is fucking insane.
How did you know this is genuinely my favourite football shirt?
Because we just know you.
That is... The Brazil.
Holy shit.
Oh, I've got to say, so Kieran, what did you get?
A Real Madrid shirt.
He loves it. He absolutely
in
loves
Fat Boy
it.
Size and he loves as it. Well.
Yep. Look at that.
It's dreadfully exciting.
The Galactico. Like, you, by the way, you drape that on yourself and lay back, but also use it as an opportunity to sort of stretch and yawn at the same time. Yeah. And I like that.
Now, done.
I like your Brazil shirt. I like your Real Madrid
thank
shirt.
Thank you so much.
But
lovely.
I feel like if we're playing top trumps on t-shirts,
oh,
I feel like
mate.
The Boca Juniors.
That
the Boca
serious.
Juniors top with Bendetto on the back.
Yeah.
Even are they shit? Brazil's class.
Here
are Boca Juniors.
Thanks very much. Have a good Christmas.
Yes, thank you very much. Have
I
a
love
Christmas.
That.
Absolutely. Did Messi play for Boca? Not Messi. Nope. Maradona?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's who I'm thinking of.
Didn't Tevez play there as well?
Yes.
I loved him at United. Yeah. Thank you.
What
happy
happened
Christmas.
To Tevez? Why did he have a wee like freaky face?
He got burned.
I think he got scalded when he was a kid.
Is he fucking Kane? Is that why he has the...
We've got one more gift. Kieran, this is a gift from me to you that I hope you like. Dan's going to grab it.
This is madness.
I hope you like it.
He brings Kev in the leash.
Kev's head in a jar.
Yeah. Scum's up now, you bastard.
What the fuck?
This is for you, my friend.
What is this?
Do you want to put it over if you can?
Here, I'll move.
What is going on?
Yeah.
Here we go. That's the back side.
This is fucking...
That's the back, so you need to spin it around.
Okay. So, Kieran, what are you thinking here?
I don't know, but it looks like I'm going to need to get a new artwork.
Oh, my gosh, right. Levels.
There we go. I know the size is a bit...
This is sensational. Check it out. Can you see?
Yeah, we've got it in the white.
We know how much you love Ellen DeGeneres. You couldn't adopt me, so we got you a young Polish boy. This is him.
It's a young
Putin. This is
Putin on the wrist. Oh, man.
Do you like it?
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
And what, genuinely, will you put it up?
Put your mic in here.
I'll certainly try shit.
What do you mean?
The eyes follow you. Well, one of them does. The eyes follow you. Like
one of them does.
I obviously can't put this up in my own house. I just thought of you and thought you could put it up.
Surely it goes here, no? Above that?
No. Well, have you got an art wall?
That is the art wall, even if you didn't have one.
I know, yeah, that is the wall.
For anyone, sorry, for audio listeners, it's a portrait of me. That we got done by Jossie Pops. Who painted a load of
what size is that though? It's bigger than A1, isn't it?
Oh yeah,
that's massive. Like, I mean, for the audio listeners, that's...
I like that you got that done especially for him.
Well, we were going to raffle it off, but
no one.
I just thought with a new house,
it'll look great above the fireplace.
In your office, maybe not the fire.
Would you put it in your? Will you put it in your office or something?
I want.
I'd rather it was in the living room.
I want you to put
so
it
that
in
everyone can
enjoy. And every time you lie back in bed, that's what looks back.
Being said, full disclosure, do you not like it?
I do love it.
Will you put it up?
It is massive. Like,
I know, but
it's not what he
asked. I'll say. Do you know what I will say? I'll say if we'll have a wall, it'll support it, Shane. Because all our walls are boast.
What's that mean?
They're all what do you call it?
If we pay
plasterboard.
Do you not have a stud finder or something?
Have a stud finder.
Beep, 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 beep.
Do you think that'll fucking... That's great. Do you think that'll fucking hold on a stud?
You could just set it against the wall.
I'll set it against the wall.
Promise?
Promise.
Yes. Do you know... I gotta say something.
What? It's lovely.
I don't know why your nose has been broken 3 times in that photo.
My nose has been broken in real life.
Has it?
Has it?
Yeah.
How'd you break your nose?
Playing indoor football. Can I say something?
Yeah.
We sort of set this up thinking
this
that...
This happens to me all the time.
Yeah, we thought what would be really funny is I pretend that I'd given you this and sort of really encourage you to put this up in your house, but you're, unfortunately for the prank, you're that much of a kind soul and a nice guy. You're like,
go along with it.
Yeah, I'll put it up.
I'll put it up.
You're like, yeah, I'll put this 9-foot by 4-foot portrait of my mate in my house. You're the only guy in the world that's like, yes, mate, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're like, yeah, the only reason you're 50-50 on it is not because it's a giant portrait of your friend's face. It's because you don't know if the wall will support it.
See, people come to your house, you just tell them, like, he was my good mate and he died.
It's like up at Bad Boys where, like, they're fucking about with who's who. And he's like, she's like, why have you got pictures of this guy all over your house? And he's like, it's all the times he saved my life. Like, you know,
it looks like, have you ever seen the video for, like, Toy Soldiers by Eminem?
Yeah.
And all the rappers come up. That's like, you're just in it.
That is like an album cover. It's like you transform into the drawn in the advert.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, I'd still like you to put it up.
Thank you. I will. It'll go on.
Do you know what? I don't want you to put it up because it'd be weird if you put it up.
How mental would it be if that was over our fireplace in the living room?
Do you know what? He's flipped it on you now because now you're like, don't put it up. You're like, I'm gone.
Yeah, I like you bringing it for a laugh, and Chloe's like, no, put it up.
Are you raffling it?
Yes, we will raffle it off.
Where are you going to raffle it?
What do you mean, where? Why are you? Oh my god, he's thinking how he can get a cut. He's thinking,
I'm
how
not,
he can get
I
a
don't
cut.
Want a cut.
He's
like, I'm going to buy a ticket.
Bartlett Raffles will be. You can have it. Is that going on the pickup truck?
It'll fit in the pickup truck.
Yeah.
It's not going on it. Did you say, is it going on it?
No.
All right. It'll go in it.
Okay, well, look.
Oh, do you know what was great to see yesterday? Stacking the car. I used the pickup truck.
Hey, ladies. You like artwork?
Did you see him 2 weeks fighting out there? I'm in. I used the pickup truck yesterday to deliver copious amounts of Taro and Yazoo into that school. It's a good time.
So you
bribed them so you get into the school?
You rocked up the school with loads of milkshakes, crisps, and went, can I read you a book?
The school asked me to be there, and out of the goodness of their hearts...
It's less weird if you're a pedophile at that point. That's
out of the goodness of their hearts, Taro and Yazoo donated, and the school offered me a fee to appear, which I...
And you said no, trust me. Are you getting enough out of this?
I said no, and they're making a donation to a charity.
So Tato donated 10 boxes, you turned up with 2 boxes and went, wait, Tato, give you this.
Oh, look at these empty boxes. You could use as a fort. And here you can put your change in all these Yazoo boxes.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I got
robbed on the West.
And also crushing.
I love you so much.
I'm only joking. Yeah. I'm more crushed than all of my blood vessels. But no, it was a great time. But it was great. I'll say this about that Taro depot. No security, like.
How much is he going to ram that with a pickup truck?
I rocked up to it. Opened the door and I'm in the heart of Ulster, as it were. Like, I'm in there. Like,
what I like is how nervous Tato we're now going to get about security at the Tato depot.
Hello, yeah.
What I love about that place, code to security gets 667. Love that.
I loved that it was like
Mr. Tato's bound and gagged. In the Taro depot.
You're doing the thing from like Reservoir Dogs with him.
It's like that's what I'm saying.
Eating his cock and all.
Eating his cock.
Would you eat Mr. Taro's cock?
Yeah, that's what happened. It's bound to be more like salt and vinegar though.
That's where they get the cheese and onion.
I fucking
Here, you're trapped in a lift with Mr. Tato. He says, listen, bro, you'd be doing me a favour if you just worked away at me. As a sign of respect, would you leave his dick and balls?
Nah, I'd leave his shoes.
The image of you in an elevator with just Taylor. A giant guy in a Mr. Taylor costume going,
oh, it's not a guy, it's an actual potato.
No, but it is a guy in a costume going, work away at me.
No, his shoes are Belfast Bops.
It was a great time, but seriously, you can just walk in.
Yeah,
it was weird. I thought it was weird that they just let me just walk into the inner sanctum of it, like, because it's kind of like fucking. That's kind of like, you know,
the inner sanctum.
Yeah, well, it's like Escobar, isn't it? Getting the biggest fucking coke addict and going here.
Yeah,
down there, and here there's no security. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. There was boxes everywhere.
Yeah. Was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was a great time.
Were you overwhelmed?
I was, do you know, I was underwhelmed by the fact that there was no smell. It just smelled like a factory.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to be a crisp smell, and there wasn't, because they're all boxed.
But the people that work there are probably bored of the smell of crisps, you know what I mean?
The guy who helped me was very dead on, really dead on. And he lifted all the boxes, and I was slid them into the pickup, and it was a great time. And he said, "That's some wagon." And I went, "Isn't it, aye?"
What did he say about your car?
It was a great time.
At some wagon, as he's loading 40 boxes of bikers into the back of it.
I have, you know, it was five boxes of fives, William, of high fives.
Oh, you dirty bitch, now you're talking.
And it was five boxes of rollers.
They don't do it anymore, sea salt and vinegar fives. acid, they were close. You
know, I didn't know fives were still going.
I liked, I think they're called high fives or something, they're big bag.
What about back in the day when Team Amigo got sponsored by, oh yeah, Kieran, do me a favour, see if you're going to yawn like that, don't cover your mouth.
What see about if you get the whole mic in next time? Yeah.
What about back in the day when Tea with Me got sponsored by a bespoke confectionery company, and me and Kieran on that episode just talked about old school chocolate bars at a random point where it came up a natural conversation, and the owner of that company sent us a 10-paragraph email being like, just clarify, you can't ever mention any confectionery on the podcast that isn't our confectionery. And we were like, well, no.
I don't remember. That's my
I remember you telling me about that.
The first big drama of the pod.
Really? Yeah. I'm so we give glad
them money. We give them their money back.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Wow.
They said, we're happy to sponsor this episode. And then we went, you know what? Take the money for even this episode. Keep it. Because we're not selling out.
We won't be censored. I'll be censored for several companies. Go ahead.
Do you remember you talked about Banshee Bones for ages, and for some reason they sent me 3 crates?
Yeah.
I wasn't even the one that spoke about it. It was you, and they just sent me loads of free ones.
To be fair, the chocolate cream chocolate thing, you sort of made that. It's changed my life a little.
Yeah. For the better?
Yeah. Somewhat, yeah.
For the shorter as well.
Fuck's sake.
Going down in a blaze of chocolate cream, chocolate glory.
Yeah, chocolate cream chocolate. It's just going to be your autopsy report now.
It's Christmas.
I am roasting you today, and I don't know why.
It's Christmas. I've done nothing.
I'm so sorry, mate. I love you so much. I've got you a class Christmas present, if that makes it any better.
It doesn't, because that's something you would say.
Tomorrow I'm giving it to him. It's in the house. Because I knew I'm seeing everyone tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Right, we need to get into this game.
Yep.
So we're going to play Would I Lie to You. Willie, you brought this, did you?
I didn't bring it. I mentioned it to you.
Dan, you said we're going to sort of play our own version of that. Can you clarify?
Yeah, so instead of playing the actual game, we're going to play first to 10.
Okay.
Right. And we're going to play two of the three games that they bring with the game. One of them's called Quickfire Lie.
Okay.
What's he called? I started the yawn there and I went,
I mustn't.
I just looked over.
No, he's exhausted from doing this.
You just see Fosting's eyes over the thing on.
Kieran, see, when you are typing like a script at a keyboard, do you use one hand for one key?
Fuck off.
He presses no one, like prospectors blow up dynamite like that.
These are three dicks. I get fucking, do you know what? There we go. I'm getting red to death. I'm gonna yawn however I want.
That's your present, actually.
Just getting red to
getting
death.
Red to death. Yeah.
You detonating the mine or hitting A and B?
I love you so much. I'm sorry.
I work hard.
Let's rinse him. Let's rinse that photo for.
Rinse that photo. What's wrong with that photo? The good thing is you could skateboard down the wrinkle in the middle of my forehead. That's good, isn't it? The gourd.
I was going, I don't know why they put the full map of EastEnders on your face, like, but. Look like the Peaky Blinders have got to you.
Do you know what the worst thing is? The worst thing is, it's my least favourite photo of myself, and it's used for fucking everything. Really? All my tour promo, everything.
Someone once used a photo of me. Now this is going back. This is into the archives. But it was
is archive a relative of yours?
It was one of the first websites I was ever on, and it was for a band I was in. And the photo that they used of me initially, they announced me as the new singer in this band, was a photo of me like taken at the worst angle, but also me going like that. That's taken from down there, so it's just neck and then two eyes at the top of it. It was mental.
Please find it for us.
I look like somebody drew a fucking face on a thumb.
Please find it for us and we can drop it.
I'll see if we can find it. I don't know if I have it.
Okay. So Dan, how do we work? Who goes first? Who does what here?
So we're gonna do it up to the first to 10 points wins. You get a point if you're reading the card, so whether it's a lie or a truth, and the other guys have to confer and decide whether it's a lie or a truth, and if they get it wrong, you get a point.
Okay. Well, I pick quickfire.
So you'd want to go quickfire lie first.
Yep.
Pick one of those up.
We have to beat them.
So written in the card is the first half of an interesting fact. Yep. Directly below, they've printed. You have 10 seconds. Sorry, to make up a false version.
Yes.
And then the guys have to decide what's true, what's false.
Okay. Does it give you the lies or have we got to make one up?
It's given me one place for me to put it. It's basically like the real answer and then I make up one.
Okay.
In Disney Cinderella, the wicked stepmother is officially named Lady Tremaine or Lady Marmalade?
First one, sure.
Yeah. Lady Tremaine, yeah. There's no way it's Lady Marmalade.
Yeah, first one.
Definitely final answer?
Yeah.
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 You're right. I tried to play mind games there by saying they give you the right answer and then a fake answer and then I read them in the opposite order.
Right.
But it didn't work because, of course, it wouldn't be Lady Marmalade, but I panicked and made that up because I was thinking the coochie-coochie. Yeah, right, yeah, okay.
You also said they give you the right answer and then a different answer and then proceeded to read them out in that order. So it didn't work.
That was the opposite of what I was trying to do.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
So no one gets a point there?
No points. We'll see how the points go. We might have to start giving out points. Yeah.
So then who does what?
So Kiri can have a go at the same card.
Do you want me to pass you without looking? There's no way you're making that. Yeah, there's
no way. Give them a pack, then lift half of them and put them over there.
Yeah.
Okay. You look away, you dick.
Use your mic here.
I'm not looking, man.
Why are you yob, Chris Tarrant?
Yeah.
Chris Tyrant.
Oh, nice, Maggie. Well,
Willie, you can pick up a card and start thinking about
yours too. Okay, so in 1912, Carlo Pellegrini became the only person to win an Olympic gold medal for painting. True or false?
1912?
Who was it? Michael Pellegrini?
Carlo Pellegrini. An Olympic medal for painting.
Is that...
But what would be this... What's the sport in that? You know what I mean? What are they saying? Like, oh, you've got... You know, they show you something. You've got to be the best one to draw on that.
I'm just telling you what it says on the card. Or am I?
An Olympic... That's one, but it sounds so fucked up that you would immediately go lie.
Yeah.
And it could be true.
Yeah. People would love painting back in.
And maybe it didn't. That's the game.
Yeah. I think that is
that's a wee nipple twisty.
I think it's true.
I'll go true.
It is true.
Yes.
So me and Willie get a point each?
We'll go with no points at the minute because otherwise you only get a point if the person reading the card gets it.
Oh, okay. So, oh yeah, it's would I lie to you? So you're trying to lie. Right, Willie.
In 1987, Princess Anne became the first royal to appear on Question Time or a TV panel show.
I think you've decked out there, Willie. Have you?
Not Princess Question Anne, but I'd like to.
Question Time is a TV panel show?
Nah.
I think you pick one, like what Kerry did.
All right.
So you just pick one or the other?
Yeah.
No. Princess Anne became the first royal to appear on Question Time or...
You don't need an O.
You pick the or in your mind and then only tell us one of them.
What?
So the guys have to work
how's
out
this game working now?
You pick one of the options, either a lie or a truth, and tell them that, and they have to work out is it.
Alright, let me do
it. So my card said painting.
Okay, right.
Or something that I made up, but I read painting.
Okay. As a ritual before every
match.
I think he said ritual.
As a routine before every match.
Richard will live next door to us, go ahead.
As a routine before every match, John Terry used to message all of his mates' birds. True or false?
I think you've made it up, but I think it's true.
I
don't think it's on the card, but I think it's true.
I'll go lie, but it is funny.
It's a lie.
It is a lie, yeah. He would listen to the same Usher CD.
Right.
What a losing cunt. Do you remember when he slipped?
How many Premier League medals do you have?
How many PhDs does he have? Suck with dick, anyway.
Okay, so let's start giving out points.
Angry you are.
You're a wee dick to me today. No, I'm not. This is Christmas week and I'm getting ripped
up.
You
pick up the wrong card.
That's my John. That's purple John Terry, though. He's my guy.
Oh, we're doing all purple cards.
What's the yellow card now?
We'll do that in a minute. Let's start giving out. John Terry, let's give out points because you guys aren't good at lying. So let's give out points.
This is a point round now.
Yeah, and you can ask me questions about this, right?
Right, but this is a point round now.
Yes.
Right.
In Scottish folklore, a Selkie is a creature that can transform from a human into a hedgehog.
Interesting.
A wee Selkie.
I've never heard of that in any mythology.
I think it's something else.
Yeah, I've never heard of into a hedgehog.
I don't know if it's a hedgehog. Look, maybe it is.
What would a wee Selkie be then if it's not a hedgehog?
A wee Selkie. I have
touch it.
I think that's what I would call it whenever I'm just out of the shower. I'm a wee bit Selkie.
Yeah.
It's like wet silk.
Right.
I'm going to say lie.
I think it turns into a fucking snail or something, but I could be wrong.
Scottish folklore, a Selkie is a creature that can transform
into
a hedgehog.
I'm going to say lie.
Yeah, I'm so bad at this. It's a seal.
Yes!
Good. Selkie.
Good.
Weirdly, mythology is like something I'm quite good at, and I'd never heard of that, so I didn't go for it.
What do you mean you're good at mythology?
Like, I know a lot about it.
That's funny.
I'm good at mythology.
I know a lot of things.
All right, love. What do you have called for a drink today? We've been about myself. I like long walks, and I'm good at mythology.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about Hercules? I'll fucking talk to you about it. 12 labours now.
Instead of a sceptre, the statue of Henry VIII outside Trinity College, Cambridge, holds a sword.
That's a lie.
It's a lie. It's a bit aggressive for a uni.
Holds a big pair of tits.
Probably a book or something. Pencil case.
I'd say a pencil case.
You think it's a lie?
He holds a Harry Potter book.
It is a lie. It actually holds a chair leg.
That's weird.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Leg of a chair.
I know, we know what that is.
I didn't do it this time. Don't go off on me, man. You've shouted at me and I feel bad. As a teenager...
Don't feel bad, just be sound.
I am sound. As a teenager, Oscar-winning actress Olivia Colman had a license to drive rally cars.
She does seem quite posh. That's something she might be into.
Do you know she's in an episode of The Office when she wasn't really very well known? The one where somebody comes from Inside Paper, the paper magazine, to interview Brent. That's her doing that interview.
Yeah, well, she was in a sketch show called Bruiser with Robert Webb, David Mitchell, and Matt Holness that was written by Ricky
Robert
Davis.
Webb, David Mitchell.
David Ritchell, right?
Slag the guy with speech problems.
You said Mitchell, but it's okay.
Mitchell.
I think it's fine. Mitchell.
You're making fun of me, Willie. Stop
slag
it.
Slag the guy with weight problems, William.
David Mitchell. David Mitchell, so the show's actually called Bruisel.
Bruce, yeah. Yeah.
Garen, give it up.
Bruisel.
I think that is... As a teenager.
But what other kind of cars would you get a license for? A special license for?
Is there a special license for rally cars?
Rally license?
I would not.
You're saying that like you know. I don't think you do.
I think this might be true.
I think it's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
Fucking get in.
Yeah. Is it me or you, Karen? Chew?
No, do you want to try the other cards?
Yeah.
So this one, pick a card, half or lie, the other half or true. The true card has "this is" at the top of it, followed by a subject heading.
Yep.
In the center of the card is a picture related to the subject, beneath that a fact related to the subject.
Okay.
A lie card has "this is" at the top of it, followed by a subject heading. In the center of the card will be written "lie." Beneath that will be a half-finished fact relating to the subject.
Yep.
You have to finish the lie card pretty much, so you have to create the second half of that.
Before 1967, it was forbidden on a BBC programme to show a person eating a banana.
Before 1987?
1967.
Oh.
I might say that's true.
Oh.
Suggestive, isn't it?
Yeah.
That somebody might like bananas. But also, they might like a wee foghorn leghorn in there as well.
Yeah. I'd say true. I'd say because your Reddit's very suggestive.
I might say true. I think true.
Yes, Mina! Yeah. I just made up an answer.
Yeah.
Well, what does it say on the card?
Make up an answer.
No, but I mean, what does it say?
Make up an answer.
There is no actual.
Some of these cards have. I wonder what card you have. Some of the cards have a truth and it gives all the information.
It was forbidden to show a person, and then I made up.
Oh, right. Okay. Right.
Yeah. Should I get a point?
I'll go with this one anyway. Fuck it.
Yeah.
It's first point in the board.
To prevent St. Paul's.
We're definitely not playing up to 10.
No. Well, I've started giving points for other things, so it's all right.
Throwing points out willy nilly.
Well, like,
whenever you get it right for if you choose it's a lie or.
Can I get a point for being athletic? To prevent St. Paul's from being bombed during World War II, it was painted in tarmac. So they painted it like black.
No, it wasn't.
I know they did paint a lot of buildings black during the war.
I don't think they used tarmac though. That's
why would they have used tarmac? But maybe they didn't have black paint because they were using it forever. Maybe they were running out of things. They had to improvise.
I don't think it was tarmac.
Would that come off though?
That's what I'm thinking. So I mean,
I wish we knew about things.
I wish I knew. I wish I had information.
But how would you get it on?
With a brush. Like it's just the water part of it.
You need a big brush, bro.
Big chirp.
I drowned while I was saying that.
You
turned into Brian Baton.
You know the way they do. I'm picturing it like the way they do it in Shawshank with mops and the fucking buckets of shit. You know, to resurface the. You know.
I'm saying it's true.
The roof of the. What is it? The roof of the workshop needs resurfacing. You know, one of those ones. That's a great accent, by the way, of Northern East Coast America in the 40s.
Yeah. Niche.
Yep. Yeah. Warden Norton. That's what I'm doing.
I gotta say lie.
I'm saying true.
There is a lie. So what happens there?
Willie gets a point.
I get half a point.
You get a yeah.
Nah.
You get nothing. You lose, sir.
I know, yeah.
You stole fizzy lifting drinks. In the UK, under ancient law, you can still technically receive the death penalty for marrying livestock.
Jesus.
I'm going to say true because he was, although he could be double bluffing, he was making it seem like, this is a crazy thing I've made up. Like he was laughing at what he was going to make up, but then he could be double bluffing.
I think it's true.
I actually think it's true because there's loads of those laws that are in London you can piss in a policeman's hat.
I love how you're saying pregnant. That, though. Like, that law is ridiculous.
Or, like, if you're...
I can't marry a sheep for fuck's... 2023,
Where's going along, bro? Isn't there a thing about, like, if you're given the freedom of a city, you're allowed to let your fucking horse shout anywhere, and you're allowed to...
You're allowed to run sheep through
the city.
I would so love to do that.
Yeah. I would purposely fucking go and buy sheep to do that. Sheep.
I'd be on the front leading the charge, like... Meh, meh.
Jink, jink, jink. Jink, I might get
say
a wee.
Thank you.
Jink, I might get a wee. I might get freedom of city at some point.
No,
I'd love that.
I think you deserve it.
I deserve it.
You could, but then I think you're gonna have to do something like heroic. Although with this chat, with the way you keep going in the schools, maybe you could get. Yeah. You'll either get the freedom of the city or a record.
Yeah.
You'll get
freedom of the city or lose any freedom at all. Those are your two options.
What about? I love the way the joke underlying all this is: do anything to help children, paedophile. But anyway, I wonder
that man with all the crisps and the milkshakes.
I'll say this.
I'll read
Shane,
you a book. Then
I'll say this.
Publishing.
We had a wee chat before, and nothing ever came of it. Right? Not this year. But I'm launching a campaign in January. I want those Christmas lights in 2024.
Easily you could do
in
the
front
Christmas
of City
lights
Hall.
Watch on.
I want that.
You could get easily it. Do that.
Campaign.
Hank Snodden has a game sewn up there.
Campaign.
You could get it.
All
you
I have to do
it.
Is say to Pete.
I think you have to take him on.
I don't think he's giving it but up.
Mortal
right. But who organises it? Who
City Council, probably. Or the mayor? Who's the mayor these days? Everyone's the mayor.
How will stalwart position. Republican academic Kieran Bartlett curry favour with Sinn Féin? I don't know.
How are you going to do that?
I don't know.
Because I'm going to send them all the time. You've slagged them off.
I know. I'll set an idea up somewhere. But anyway, what about...
But you guys said true?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lie.
Oh, you.
Oh, dick. Well done, William.
Willie's killing us. You then, is it?
Yep.
I'm a fucking great liar.
Dude, these ones are better. These yellow ones are better.
Okay.
Definitely making some low.
Yeah.
He's really fast on this.
Or is he? He's double bluffing us. But maybe it's actually a triple bluff.
I think you're overthinking it.
What happens if it's actually?
I know. Bruce Bluffer.
Fuck's sake. Unbelievable.
Hillary Bluff. Fuck, I'm here all day.
Yeah, this guy's on it. He's on it. We've led him away with slagging me in the first half, and now he's on it.
I'm sorry.
In the very first Olympic Games, competitors would jump over hedges instead of hurdles.
False.
I think true, because I think he's doubling me. Look, he is. Do you know where he's from? Dublin. There he is.
I think lie.
I think true.
And I don't have to justify
it. In the first Olympics, did you say?
The very first Olympic Games.
Well, they were in Roman times.
It's fucking pre-Roman. It's Greek. It's like fucking Greek civilization. Pre-Roman.
Yeah, it was...
Literally pre
ages
city.
Ago.
I'm going to say... I'm going to say true.
I'll say
I must have jumped over something.
It was a lie. It was a lie. Willie's right.
Oh,
I just made up the answer.
You dick.
I can read people. This is my game. This is mine.
In Germany...
I guess you're a little liar.
In Germany...
A little liar.
In Germany, there is an app that alerts the user when they walk past a police station.
Why would you need to be alerted on an app? If you need the police, you need the police.
Germany's a weird state. I'd say true. Germany are into weird shit like that. Letting you know when you're near a police station, pissing on you in clubs. Germans are weird.
Pardon?
The piss on you?
Yeah, the piss on you in clubs. You get piss clubs in Germany. I heard this from someone. I've never been to Germany.
So when we go on tour and do Berlin
in
March, which, by the way, I'll take a shane.comedy.com for my European tour.
Yeah.
I'm not going to a piss club.
There you are.
No.
You're coming with me. No. Patreon special.
That's a weird club, isn't it? You could have got pissed on in the bot if you went down at the right time of night. Like, you know what I mean? When it was busy.
Kieran Bartlett's Sunday supper piss club.
Yeah, just a big Sunday slash up your back.
Sunday slash. Yeah.
Sunday
we
slash
session. We
play
the best of Guns N' Roses and piss on you.
That joke, he came up with a fucking
great idea. Oh, don't give it away. I'm going to do the sketch. Don't give it away.
So Kieran at City Hall next year in December.
Yeah.
Bar hose and all
the Johnny Cash.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Johnny Slash, did you say?
Johnny Cash.
Oh,
yeah.
Johnny Slash
would be good.
I think I can't even remember what it was. I think it's
I'm false. Do you know what it is, Dan? I'm ascending today. I'm above it all.
Right.
So in Germany, there's an app that
false.
Goes off.
I think true.
False.
Germany's
if you
weird.
Need the police, you need the police.
Germany's a bizarre state. I could see that being a thing later.
Well, it was a lie.
Oh, yeah.
Do I get Emmy for this, Dan?
No, you're struggling one here. At a time. You're right. Struggling.
But I'm fooling them. I fooled him last time. I fooled him more.
It's me, yep.
I'm getting really...
The first email ever sent simply said, you up? Question mark.
False, you fucking idiot.
False.
You idiot.
Lies.
Yeah.
That is true.
No, it's not.
That's a lie.
I get a point for that, don't I?
You do, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I want something.
Scores currently, Willie has 5 points, Shane has 5 points, Kieran has 3 points.
Oh, got it.
I actually literally...
Right, make
this
it up
is
here.
Your doctorate now.
Make it up here. Rather than love, roses in Japan.
What was that? What was that?
That was Shane trying to read.
What did he say?
Japan. How the fuck have you managed to do ad reads all this time? We are sponsored by Manscaped.
I sound like a child on school around the corner. And mummy said we could go to the zoo.
In Japan.
It's my favourite moment ever. Japan.
Rather than love, roses in Japan symbolise betrayal.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh,
I can dig it. I think that might be true.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Booker T digs it. Yeah. I'll go true as well.
That was false.
Oh, he's fucked
us up.
You can't.
Well done.
Well done.
That was
good. Very good.
I definitely believed that.
Fair, because you couldn't even say Japan, so I didn't think you'd think of a lie, so that's really good. That's really, really good.
In the British...
What's on your card?
In the British...
Well, you're a...
Go ahead, throw your career away.
Nice guy. In the British Navy, to drop your biscuits is a slang term. Why can none of us read today?
Hey, you're on the Nickelodeon?
I know.
We've forgotten how to talk on this podcast.
In the British Navy, to drop your biscuits is a slang term meaning to take your trousers down.
I think it's false and you're just thinking about what you're doing after the pod. Taking your trousers down, eating biscuits.
I'll go true. That does sound like, you know, the homosexual slang. Oh, he's dropped his biscuits.
Dropping your biscuits?
Yeah.
Drop your biscuits.
Drop a crumbs out of your monks. Yeah.
Drop them biscuits.
Get them digestives on the floor now.
Dropping your biscuits.
Sounds like
I'm just going to guess it's true.
Sounds like a Prodigy song. Drop your biscuits.
It's a point for Twink. It's a lie.
That's what I said.
You said true?
Nah.
I said true. He said lie.
I believe both.
No, he's lying.
True.
He's lying.
They both said true.
I'm even lying.
This is Inception.
Do you know what this game should be called? Would I Gaslight You? That's what it should be called.
That's all it is. Remember you said you'd give me 50 quid for no reason? In 1987, a Japanese school employed a...
Where?
In 1987, a Japanese school employed a robot to read children's books.
When?
1987.
False. See, they're way ahead of all that over there.
I don't know what's reading in the 80s, is it?
See, if we're getting it, they had it a decade ago.
I know, but that's nearly four decades ago.
When I say read it, wasn't reading it for the kids. It was like checking their homework and shit.
I smell poops. I say lie. This is poop. Hey, why did he qualify?
Well, I say it's true.
You say it's true. You're absolutely right, Kieran. It was a lie.
I knew he was lying.
You smelled
with his wee. Oh, I know more about this.
You smelled poops correctly.
Yeah. We're watching the cogs turn in Shane's head here for the audio listeners.
That's just him trying to pronounce France.
Trying to pronounce Ireland. Sorry, he hated that.
Yeah, he pulled that face.
He did. He photobombed himself. I'm starving. Somebody feed me.
I'm so hungry, mate.
The technical term for the holes in scissors is zippers.
That's a chili pepper song.
Zapper, not zephyr.
That's
what's the hole in scissors? Where you put your fingers?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where you put both your hands.
I shouldn't do this, Michael, but I will. Well,
excellent.
Yeah,
you clap every time you're cutting paper.
Care? Oh, we've lost them.
Man, I'm sorry. You are getting rinsed today.
There's no need for it either.
You can roast me for the next 10 minutes.
I don't want to. You know why? We're friends with him.
And I do it out of love.
I'm a wee Christmas boy.
Yeah. You won't roast me, but will use me as a shelf. Okay.
I'm surprised none of you have gone for. Oh, are they underage you're eating, Kieran? No.
Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ.
Genuinely surprised that didn't happen.
I like the way you're pretending you eat after eights in more than one bite also, because you're on a pod, taking a little nibble.
No, the first one I mauled, the second one I didn't.
I mean, fair play to you, because I would have to pretend I eat one at a time.
Right.
Oh, I do one at a time.
Do you?
The technical term for the holes in scissors is zappers.
I'm going to say true.
I'll say true.
It's a lie.
Oh,
you're a wee dick.
Shit. What,
did you make up zappers?
You just
make that up. Can I see a wee card?
Zappers.
By the way, how amazing was that throw that landed right in front of you?
I just did.
Do you know what? I remember a lecturer once telling me what the sleeves they put on a takeaway coffee cup?
Is that called a zapper?
It's something like that. It begins with Z. Okay. So right. I thought, what begins with Z? And I made
this
up
is a shit story, but I got one of them on a thing the other day out in Nero, a tea for Chloe, and it fucking broke, and there was nearly a third degree incident. But I call it. So that's
a great story.
It makes it sound like you nearly hit.
This is, it said this is about Richard Gere.
Right.
To avoid being recognized, Gere used to walk around in public wearing hats.
You'd still recognize this. He looks like a wee mouse.
I think it's true. I'd say true.
I think it's false. I think it was something else.
It is a lie.
Fuck!
It doesn't say what it is.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. How do I not get points? I'm fooling people here, Dan.
Let's do one more so we've done the full round.
Yeah, I need to pee and the boys need food. We're all going out for lunch. Yeah. Where, by the way, are we going Jocks or are we going anywhere? Are we going Jocks or are we going Nando's?
What Nando's?
SSE.
I'll need to consult.
With?
With Chloe. Chloe loves Nando's. And if I'm supposed to, you're a wee dick. I'm also actually, I don't know, I can't go before. I have to be at the radio for one.
Okay. In medieval Europe, cauliflower.
Oh, sorry, is it Cock FM?
No, it's Radio Ulster, Sean.
Yeah, Radio.
Talk, cock.
Cockster.
Yeah, cockback.
I don't know why I stopped paying attention. I don't know why we're calling Kieran a cock. I don't know what's happened, but
because I sometimes ask my wife questions and that makes me a cock.
Absolutely right.
Can I shelf them again?
Thanks. Yeah, 100%, mate. Yeah.
Right, let's go.
In medieval Europe, cauliflowers were thought to be a cure for impotency.
True.
False.
True. They being all.
All it does is make you fucking do absolutely room. It makes you do room clearing farts. It's the sort of fart that a fucking an undertaker would fucking gag at. You know what I mean?
You think true?
Yes.
It was a lie.
Okay, scores are Shane's on 8, Kieran 6, Willie 5.
Fuck, I fell off, man. Right. I fell off hard.
Do we do one more round? Yeah, I'd love to pull this back.
Yeah.
As it were.
Okay.
Right, here we go.
Who's it, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, we're all looking at you.
In Las Vegas, it is illegal to bet on a race between two blind men.
Did you say I'm it's hilarious pee, I'm or pee, illegal?
I need to pee.
Two blind men? Joe, it's annoying me more, not the fact they're blind, the fact it's only two. I know, like, you can bet on three blind mice, but not two blind men.
It's as if, though, if you were going to go to the effort of wrangling two blind guys to run in a race that you're betting on,
you might as well get
You might as well get six.
Go all the way
two,
up to six.
It's probably easier to fix a race between two. So if you had three or four.
But like in
how could you fix a race between two blind guys?
Why do you need to fix the race?
When I do this signal.
Do you mean like...
Fix a race because the casinos don't want, you know, fixed betting?
Oh, wow. I think it's amazing that you've immediately gone for the casino involved in this bet that's corrupt.
I don't know, he's 100% right. They are.
Well, they set the rules.
What about... But if you have five blind guys, you have more chance of people betting.
Exactly. So that's what I mean. So have more guys, there's less chance of, like, match fixing.
So you think that's a... You think they would do that?
Yeah, because if you two of them won them, you could just tell one of them fall over.
We all agree that we think this is a lie.
Bet there's been, like, one incident.
No,
one incident.
True, because that's what he said.
I think true.
It's illegal for two blind men to have a race. I think you could have like three, four, five, because it's much more difficult. Like the odds are.
I bet the laws came about. There's been one race between two blind guys.
I'm gonna say lie.
I gotta say true.
Oh, sorry, it's illegal, right?
Not allowed. No.
I think it probably isn't allowed. But then I also go, I don't believe the premise of the statement, so.
But you have, like,
see, if she never dies, we can keep the podcast going just for this.
Yep. That is the way he looks at me.
Because when it comes to betting, like, it's tightly regulated, they can't just.
Yeah. I think there has to be precedent for that. I'm going to lie. I'll go true.
It's a lie.
Ah, bastard.
Bollocks.
Get in, twink.
Don, talk to me.
I'm on nine.
The name
a minute ago when I got that right. I lied, probably.
Yeah, but
no, but I've done that about six times, and anyway. I'd already, anyway. So tired. The name of the first goal scorer in the first recorded game of football was Mike Smith.
No one was called Mike back then. Be Michael.
False. Oh, fuck that. I meant to say, do you know what I meant to say? Robert Smith and a fucking...
And I guess true for Robert Smith.
I looked at the word make and it made me say Mike.
Right.
Fucked it. Was a lie.
In Indonesia, orangutans have the legal right to drive.
True.
False.
True.
That must be shit.
True.
See if that's
true. Let me
true.
Hear your thought process.
My right. thought process is, imagine how fucking mad that would be. And if that is, see if that is true, yeah. Fuck that place.
I mean, let me just stress, it's only male orangutans. It's not women ones.
This is a lie. This is a lie.
It's
you think
a lie.
It's true? Thank you said lie. True.
He did say changed true, and then you did your wee qualifier.
I've changed my mind.
Oh, no, I was just making a sexist joke. That wasn't a qualifier.
I've changed
I was implying okay. women orangutans couldn't drive, right?
Yeah.
False. Fuck's sake, Karen. False? Yeah, it is a lie. I made that up.
Yeah.
So Shane wins by a point.
Why would you not want to go in a country where monkeys can drive?
Imagine the cat. I don't even like the humans here.
Yeah, how funny would it be putting up with the traffic, like being like dickhead? And he's
can
like,
you imagine? imagine.
Karen on the West Link.
You're phoning a taxi, you on your way, mate.
imagine how annoying it would be to think you're behind an old person.
You're behind an old monkey.
Plus as well, it is Indonesia. There's a racial stereotype about driving like from that area of the world. Like, but anyway.
Okay.
So like, imagine you think it's gonna be an old bitch, from Indonesia, and then you get there and it's a fucking orangutan. Can you imagine what that does for your road?
Like an elderly orangutan.
You'd get out to fight the orangutan, and it'll get out of the car and peel the skin off your body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That'd be so funny.
Imagine that. people just going, oh, it's road rage. Yeah.
Sorry, I was late. You'd never get anywhere.
Oh, man.
Oh, Westlink was mental. Some bird had her eyes pulled off by an orangutan.
Mate, ripped his face clean up, mate.
Westlink's just covered in arms. Sorry. Oh, mate. Yeah.
They're sly. They pull your dick off of them.
To do.
Do you know what's annoying me though? He's won this again. He's won this again, will he?
It's to stop you reproducing, honestly.
They rip your dick off.
First thing they'll go for.
An orangutan?
Any monkey.
I thought it goes through your arms to stop you from fighting it.
Pull your dick
How
off.
How do you guys know what a monkey's
I guarantee you,
like?
I guarantee you they pull your dick off.
I know a stupid amount of information about what to do in different animal situations. Like if a bird
talking between your legs.
Apparently, if a bird is chasing you,
yeah, depends which bird.
The best thing you can do though is to like get the fuck in the opposite direction, but drop something. So drop if you have a backpack or a top, take it off and drop it behind you because.
All you're
going to
do is get killed by a bear topless.
You sound like such a pervert too. Like, this bear's after me. Oh, take your top off.
Oh, drop your cocks. That's what it says. Apparently the bear will go for the thing that you've dropped and it gives you time to get away.
It'll go, oh, this delicious Adidas t-shirt.
And apparently
oh, no, my gay card.
Apparently with rhinoceri.
Fuck off,
you wanker.
Fuck
you're
off,
supposed
Karen.
To. You're supposed to.
Rhinoceroses.
You're supposed to stop.
Right.
And just not like if it's charging at you, wait until the last second and dodge the side because it won't. It doesn't.
Thank
see.
You, Jay, from the in-betweeners.
It doesn't see
you. See if you were on a lamppost and it was falling down to the ground. Just wait the last minute and jump off.
No, apparently it won't track your movement. So if you stay still, it'll lose sight of you.
Do you know what Karen? See if a plane was going down. Karen, go, guys, just put your hands in the seat in front. Now, a couple of things here. Number one, they do go for your dick.
Right.
But see the bird thing? You see all these videos on TikTok of families and all out for a walk and there's a bird chasing them and they seem to just go, hey bear! Hey bear! And then they keep walking but keep shouting hey bear at it. So that seems to work.
I don't believe that would work for me.
That's
what animal does it?
Because I would say, all right, bear.
Sorry? What animal do you piss yourself and it leaves you alone?
R. Kelly.
Oh, is it not supposed to be? It
absolutely doesn't.
Yeah.
There's no animal that you... What do you mean you
is it not supposed to be that you piss on a jellyfish thing? Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah.
I know something gets pissed on.
And you're
Willie about to
burn.
Be killed in Tullymore by a burr.
Willie, yeah, Willie dressed up as a jellyfish in a Berlin piss club. Slash me.
Sting.
There's a video of, it's like a deer going for a guy and he just gets himself into a ball. And protects his vital organs.
Fuck me.
And it's like
Where's a deer fuck up your insides?
I saw a video of a deer absolutely dry fucking a dude the other day. Like, I mean,
I saw this too.
Completely
yeah.
just ruining a hunter. Like,
yeah.
Just this guy's out hunting deer, and this deer just goes, "Do you know what? I'm taking
hunt him.
I'm taking hunt one back large. For. I'm taking one back for Bambi here. Like, yeah. just fucks yeah. him up. Like,
yeah.
What animal? What animal within reason?
What are you gonna ask?
What would I? Like, you're would at, I no, 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 no. You're in America, right? You're right. out for a hike. What animal realistically would you least like to come face to face with on with
a school shooter
on a path?
Oh, there's a pack of them.
You've got a snake. A bear. What else would they have out there?
Moose.
A big moose. Snake, a bear, or a big moose.
Or a big cat, like a mountain lion.
Oh, a big cat. I would hate the cat and the snake, but I think...
Cats make that noise.
I think the cat... Because the cat has speed and power. A snake mostly has the speed, but like with the right stick... You can take it on.
What?
I wouldn't have anything available to take on a big cat. Like,
what kind of stick are you looking for?
You need like one that has like a fork at the end of it.
Oh, that's handy.
So you can try and fuck grab
one. Bring a fork out.
No, you break a branch off a fucking tree. The forks, and then you can
bring out your super noodle spork.
I love that a cobra's after Kieran, and he'd be looking at trees like this.
I would if I was in the wilderness in America. I would prep the fork stick before I go walking. I wouldn't be walking.
Yeah, a bobcat, they scare me, the noises they
ocelot?
Make.
Ocelot?
Yeah.
Is that one?
Yeah, that's an ocelot. That, yeah.
I'd prefer the snake. Give me the snake.
I would probably take the snake.
I'd fight a snake. I think I'd win the fight with a snake.
I would.
You're
hate,
feral, you would.
I'd bite it back, no
see,
fucking
bother. See, rattlesnakes in America, they're no joke. Like, they will fuck you up. Like, yeah. I mean, they're fucking... They're
but I mean, if he's taking me out...
I would let it... I would wait until it's going to go, like... sting like bite me and then at the last minute move to one side, grab it by the end of the tail and just
do you know what's I'll a good thing to do to a snake if you've won a fight with it? I saw Bear Grylls doing this once. You take that, you chop its head off and fucking bash it with a rock, right? And then
after the horse is bolted, surely.
you take the, it's so nobody else walks on it because the head can stay alive for long and can still fucking, or you can walk on the fang and it can give you. This is Burr talking here. Yeah. And then what you do is you take it over to your fire and you fucking just peel its skin back. Like, you just take the dong off it. Like, the dong, it's like taking a dom off it. And then you can cook it.
I was going to say, what if you got a condom on this?
Also, yeah. Weird episode of Burr Grylls. Just take a dom off it. Rip a dom off it.
And this then, is how you burr back a snake.
And then... I'm trying to remember my Burr Grylls voice, but I can't do it.
You know? Like that.
That's Gordon Ramsay.
I'm bear grilling a snake.
It's raw.
I'm bear backing a snake.
That's very funny.
So, and then you can grill it and you get your protein there. It's a good time. Like, I'd hate to fight any animal, to be honest, because they're all faster than me. Like,
have you seen the one of the...
like a sloth.
A kangaroo stolen a guy's dog. And he just
he just
fucking
smacks it.
And the kangaroo just doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Kangaroo's like, ah.
Have you seen this game?
Don't think so.
Oh, it's a famous viral video. Guy,
it's amazing.
Guy boxing a
guy in
a
Australia
kangaroo.
Just literally.
I mean,
I've seen different people punching kangaroos.
It would sound like such a spoof. He literally just smacks a kangaroo. He just smacks it.
Yeah.
And
the kangaroo doesn't even. It literally looks at him like, fuck your problem.
I saw a knockout from the UFC the other weekend.
They let kangaroos fight.
And this guy, he got fucking sparked. And his legs and all were shaking.
I saw him talking about how he is now, and he doesn't remember any of it, he says.
It was an unbelievable knockout.
My wee legs are shaking.
Okay, yeah. Screens. Sorry. Okay, here we are. Here, right. So he took this guy's dog.
Holy
and it's let
fuck.
The dog go.
Oh,
now.
Boom. Mate.
Look at it. It's like.
Jesus Christ.
Here we go again. One more time. Look at the way it's got the dog. By the way, dog, move. Here he is. The fuck. Here's a kangaroo. Fuck away off.
Sparks a kangaroo.
Hey, why is he? Why is the kangaroo have a dog in a headlock at the start? He's literally
that's
got the
mad,
dog.
That is a mad video. I've never seen that.
Hang on,
it's the way he gets hit. The kangaroo when it gets hit. Hold on.
when it gets hit, it basically just goes. Oh.
Yeah.
It's the first time it's been hit.
Fair. That's yeah. fair. That's fair.
All right. Yeah, it has a face like, I was only joking.
Yeah.
Well, I was only messing with him.
Everyone has a plan until they get hit, even kangaroos. Look at that.
I love this. I love this.
The guy has a knife on his belt, too, but he just goes off fight fair.
Because he's carrying a knife.
Look, by the way, it pretends it's going to go for the dog again. Here it is. I'll go for your... But it lost the head. Yeah. Lost the head.
Jesus Christ.
Kieran, you think you'd beat a kangaroo in a fight?
Based on that video, yeah. I'd fucking... I could definitely... Do you think you would beat one? Do you think I would beat one? I'd beat a kangaroo in a fight.
I think if a kangaroo... Because they can kick.
They I can kick. I can't kick. Right. I think
you'd have kicked it.
I'm looking at that going, that's an impressive video.
Play it one more time for Willie. Play it one more time for Willie. Willie, what's a kangaroo saying here?
I know, here it is.
Alright, we gotta wrap this up.
Dead.
What?
I think he said something Irish.
Oh my god, my ribs hurt. That's my new podcast. Me watching clips of animals getting
popped. Do you think the dog says at the point where the guy's running over, the dog says to the kangaroo, you're fucked now.
Here's my dog.
Right. Anything anybody wants to plug? Plug Kieran's mouth.
your tour. Plug your tour.
My tour. What? It's nearly sold out. Unless you're in the UK.
That's
UK
the one I meant.
There's UK dates on sale now, and also...
Do you know what?
Grand Opera House is on sale.
You're doing yourself a disservice. Don't plug anything, then.
Grand Opera House is on sale.
Good.
Plug it.
I will be announcing a big show at the end of January. So keep an eye out for that.
Can I just say this? See the Phantom...
I'm announcing the show that I'm doing at the end of January.
Ah!
See the Phantom of the Opera House gig? Can I just reiterate?
Yes, it will be Kieran singing the soundtrack from start to finish of Phantom of the Opera. Sippers, thank you so much for watching and listening. Appreciate all the support in 2023. We'll see you in 2024. Kieran, if you want to see Kieran Bartlett sing every song from Phantom of the Opera from start to finish in the Opera House, because that's what the show's called, Phantom of the Opera, go and see that. Clarify... How much stand-up is in the show? No stand-up. It's Kieran singing from start to finish. You'll really enjoy that. Sippers, thank you very much. ShaneTalkComedy.com for all my live tickets. Thanks to Fosty and Dan for a great 2023. This is the last episode of the year, right?
Yeah,
great. Okay. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a great, great new year. Hope you enjoyed your Christmas. See you later. 'Sipper, God love you. If you've made it all the way through this episode, that means you love Tea With Me, you love this podcast, or it means like you've drifted off and you've just left this on play. Either way, what you need to do is head over to our Patreon. If you enjoy the podcast and you want more tea, that's where you go. We do a bonus episode called The Special Brew every Monday and a live stream podcast every Friday with some of your favourite comedians. You can chat, interact, ask questions. When we announce live podcasts, you get early access to tickets with a little bit of a discount on there. And there is so much more. You can go back and watch, I think, nearly 1,000 hours of content. Tea With Me Patreon, which is patreon.com/TeaWithMePodcast. The link is in the description. I'll see you there.